A few writers, even in mid-career, will deny that they read anything. Faulkner denied, disingenuously, that he had read Joyce's Ulysses, for example, probably for fear readers would feel he had been unduly influenced by Joyce's stream of consciousness experiments. Erskine Caldwell consistently told interviewers he was too busy writing to do any reading. Both these Southerners, wanting to be thought natural geniuses, had in fact been extensively educated in literature and languages, Faulkner at Ole Miss and Caldwell mainly at UVA. It is far more common for writers in middle age to become reflective about the books that shaped and moved them. In 1969, Henry Miller published The Books in My Life, and recently, Pat Conroy, a much different writer from Henry Miller, published My Reading Life, about the books that were important to him. Fry Gilyard, author of 20-some volumes and winner of both the Lillian Smith Award and the Clarence Cason Award, is solidly in this latter tradition, writing here with insight and feeling about the books that mattered. There are 11 essays featuring 30-odd books. He understands the list is, quote, deeply personal and purely my own, end quote. Such lists always are. Considering that Gilyard's work has usually been concerned with questions of civil rights, integration, mandatory school busing, with occasional side trips into the world of country music and NASCAR, and that his lifelong heroes are Senator Robert F. Kennedy and President Jimmy Carter, most of his choices are not too surprising. Gilyard's conscience and consciousness were shaped by what John Gardner or any critic would call moral fiction and considerable moral nonfiction. He praises the human values put forth so powerfully in The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, To Kill a Mockingbird, A Curtain of Green by Eudora Welty, Black Boy by Richard Wright, South to a Very Old Place by Albert Murray, and Killers of the Dream by Lillian Smith. Stories of injustice captivated him. Gilyard discusses at length the beauty and force of The Grapes of Wrath and the Argentine Jacobo Timmerman's memoir, Prisoner Without a Name, Cell Without a Number. Gilyard's strong interest in American politics, of course, led him to value All the King's Men by Robert Penn Warren and The Unfinished Odyssey of Robert Kennedy by David Halberstam. He freely acknowledges the absence of Shakespeare, Thomas Mann, Dostoevsky. In fact, there are few writers who are not Americans. Gilyard was moved most by issues close to home. Perhaps more surprisingly, Faulkner and Hemingway and Fitzgerald are also missing, FYI. Their writers who mattered were, respectively, Joyce, Turgenev, and John Keats. Though Gilyard praises beautiful writing, linguistic playfulness does not interest him much. It is clear from this list that what moved Gilyard were works of social protest, social realism, psychological realism, stories of human struggle, with the humans enduring, persevering, never losing their humanity, and perhaps one day prevailing. He writes that, for those of us who love a good book, the end of great writing is not in sight. He thinks that Ahab's Wife by Sina Jeter Naslund is, quote, one of the first classics of the 21st century, end quote. There is little interest here in modernism, postmodernism, the experimental. No Borges, no Ulysses, no Mrs. Dalloway, no Hundred Years of Solitude, no Lolita. But this is Fry Gilyard's list, the books that mattered most to him. He encourages us to ruminate on the books of our lives and develop our own lists.